Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Praying Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Praying Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And a lot of things are going through my mind, you know, for this episode today, particularly in relationship to the readings this weekend. But there's a line from John of the Cross, I believe it's from the sayings of light and love, that struck me in relationship to our gospel, you know, our gospel about, you know, loving God with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, and loving your neighbor as yourself. So we have John of the Cross writing this: a soul that is hard because of self-love grows harder. Now, the Lord calls us to love our neighbor as ourselves, so there's supposed to be some aspect of love, but what John of the Cross is going on here is, you know, a self-love, sort of a vanity, a aggrandizement of working up of oneself, of not allowing God to be at the center of the person, but their own sort of self-worth and self-importance and et cetera. And it's a little bit romantic, but there's a phrase in Latin that says manus in mano, hand in hand. And that is how we are meant to be as a people. We are meant to be people that are journeying hand in hand. And I don't mean that sort of in a hippy dippy sort of way, but, you know, we are a pilgrim people. We are journeying together. We are building up of the kingdom in relationship to our call to evangelization of bringing people into the church, bringing people into the body of Christ through the proclamation of Jesus Christ himself, of making him known through our lives of repentance, through our lives of belief, through our lives of charity, of reaching out. Self-love keeps hands away from others, keeps our hands closed in fists, which of course leads to violence. You see that in a variety of ways, and we see this in many different ideologies, different idols that are rising in the Western world. We are God makers, for lack of a better word, since the moment where our initial parents, Adam and Eve, tried to make themselves into their own God. But we're called to be hand in hand, starting with Jesus Christ. And then from Christ, we are able to go out and to meet each other, reaching out our hands in charity to aid each other. Ergo, keeping us from the tendency of selfish love, of self-love that causes the heart to grow hard, which we are not meant for, my brothers and sisters. Self-love malforms us. Keeps us twisted, keeps us from shining forth in that beauty that we are meant to have, that the Father has instilled within us. So my mind just keeps, you know, sort of going over this notion of John of the Cross, a soul that is hard because of self-love grows harder. It's like a vicious cycle. And that's why something like the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that image, and the piercing that is in it, that pierceness is meant to break through the stoniness that our own self-love, our selfishness causes within us, making us brittle, you know, makes us harder like a stone is. But after a certain point, that can become a very hard and brittle stone. You know, because one of my theme for my homily this weekend was reduced down to four words: to be like God. That's what we're called to be. We're called to be like God. Our initial parents wanted to be God. Mm-mm. Love calls for reception, not a seizing. Two totally different actions. To be like God. Selfishness, self-love keeps us from being like God. But having one hand extended in order to receive another's hand, that makes us like God. For it is in giving that we receive. We are giving our hand out, open, extended, in order to receive another who is open in that same gesture. So we're able to receive each other's hands and to supply what is the necessity of life itself, charity, love. So a lot's going on in my head, but I just want to put this little aspect, this little thought, this little manus in mano out there with you all. So we all can sort of check ourselves and say, all right, where is there selfishness? Where is there self-love that's impeding me from being like God, who yearns for this to be a possibility for us through his showering forth of love upon us, a love that he allows us to give back in a reciprocal way through the beating of our hearts together in that same rhythm, made known, of course, through a Sacred Heart that John himself was able to listen to as he reclined his head upon our Savior. So thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you, know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that like button if it's option there. If not, definitely the subscribe button. And if you can, leave a comment. It really does help others find me. If you want more of my content, head to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There, my website, thefrankfryer.com. You can email me. You can see different memes I've written. You can see different things I've written, videos, social media links, all this good stuff. Where? Thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.